Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you this week's insurance news wrap. Diving right in, we're starting with a victory for the underdog. Earlier this week, a rural homeowner won an uphill battle, receiving a handsome settlement of $42,000 for a botched roof job conducted after a hailstorm in 2018. Several years of mediation between the homeowner, the insurer HDI Global Specialty, and the Australian Financial Complaints Authority saw the compensation skyrocket from a modest initial offer of just over $9,000 to a whopping $42,000. This case serves as a reminder of the importance of perseverance and the protection provided by our Australian customer advocacy regulations. Switching lanes to some optimistic financial news. Clearview Wealth celebrated a strong move into the life insurance sector, with profits soaring by a third. After an asset reshuffle and under the stewardship of their managing director, Nadine Goodrich, the firm saw a total earning of $17.3 million, reflecting a significant growth in their market share, which now stands at 10.9%. The company's ambitious target is a $400 million in-force premium and ever-increasing profit margins within a three-year period. In the superannuation arena, plans to allow death benefits to be bequeathed to charities have been met with caution. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia cautioned against this change, flagging potential operational, legal, and logistical challenges. Before any changes can be made, a comprehensive analysis must be undertaken to avoid adding more complexity and legal risks to the already sophisticated superannuation system. And in legal news, the Victorian Supreme Court adds a landmark ruling under its belt. Justice Lisa Nichols has enforced a cap on legal fees at 30% in the class action against Insurance Australia Group, or IAG. The fruits of this ruling will be a larger settlement ration for the plaintiffs involved in the lawsuit concerning alleged misrepresentation of IAG's policies, particularly regarding COVID-19 claims. This step reassures the claimants by reducing their financial risk and also serves as a reminder of the ongoing quest to manage excessive legal costs in class actions. That rounds up this week's insurance news wrap. Stay informed, stay protected. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. For more information and resources, you can visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Monday, take care.